give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah! Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, that's awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Good Monday evening, everybody. This is your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck, coming to you live, sitting in the middle of a bench seat of a U-Haul, doing some moving today. So getting ready to have a new headquarters for Kayak Fishing Radio's Monday night show. But bunch of things I want to get to real quick. It's going to be a shortened show. Just kind of FYI. Appreciate you guys joining me, though. This past weekend, we had the Old Florida Outdoor Festival in Apopka, which was awesome. Steve Chapman Boudreau from Fishing Florida Radio, Florida Fishing Radio. Yes, whatever. I said it right the first time. And Captain Mike Ortigo from Tackle Webs were gracious hosts for me and the guys from Jackson Kayak. So it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of really good people. Talked to some legends. I'll get to that in just a minute. And, just had a good all-around time. It was cold, windy, and people still wanted to try out kayaks out in the water. So there you go. It was a good time I had by all, though. I think it's definitely going to be a good event for years to come if they can keep the momentum going and maybe change a few things. But, hey, you know, it's their first year. It's their first time doing this, so there's going to be some bugs. But joining me on the phone line, I have the godfather himself, Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson. How are you, sir? Sir? Left me hanging?
Ooh, I'm here. Remember the mute button thing, right? Yeah, so yeah. I'm here, and I'm working the switchboard and watching the chat room, and you got Mr. Becker is on with us too live, and in the chat room you've got Hammerhead, the Landing Crew, Mark Lozier, Old Bill, and one guest who could just sign in, and you could join us in the chat. So there you have it. Back at you.
There you go. Awesome. Mr. Becker, how are you, sir?
Jonesing.
That is a very good word for the way that I am feeling as well about this upcoming weekend's extravaganza down in Chokoloskee. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So we'll get to that too in just a minute. But first, let's talk real quick about the Old Florida Outdoor Festival. While I was there, I got to speak with a few people that I consider legends of the sport. Had a good about an hour-long conversation with Flip Pallet, talking all things fishing and paddle sports and fly fishing. And, of course, I had to ask him, what's your favorite fly to throw down in Chokoloskee? And his response was the half and half. So if any of you fly tiers out there want to try and tie something that Flip would recommend using down there, the half and half, which is half deceiver and half clouser minnow. So look it up. I'm sure you can find it on Google or most of your good fly tying recipe books. But that was his fly of choice, which was interesting. And then I also got to talk to Jimbo Mutter. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Jimbo, but Jimbo was originally with Wilderness Systems back when they first started, when Andy Zimmerman owned Wilderness Systems. And when Andy Zimmerman sold Wilderness Systems, Jimbo went with him to start up Native and to help him with the stabilization of the kayaks. If you don't know Jimbo, he's probably one of the most well-respected stand-up paddle boards / stand-up kayak fishing experts that there is. And I think the guy could probably stand up on a 2x4 floating along in the river if you wanted to. But so that was interesting, getting to chat with those two gentlemen. And again, I had I had two listeners come up to me of Kayak Fishing Radio and thank me for the show. One of them goes by the name of Stealth Cracker. Yeah. Stealth Cracker. So if you're listening to the podcast, buddy, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to me. We talked about the Jacksons quite a bit, and he's a Malibu guy, hence the name Stealth Cracker. And he says, I'm a Malibu guy, and I'm a cracker, so I'll call myself Stealth Cracker. So there you go. But it was fun. You know, I got to talk to a whole bunch of people, like I said, and I didn't really get to experience any of the demos or any of that kind of thing that was going on. I watched the Dock Dogs competition, which was interesting. On Sunday, when I got over to the fairgrounds or over to the area, there was a ice on the fly casting demonstration area. So I'm sure that water for those dogs was pretty ripe. But it was a lot of fun. But forget about that. That's in the past. Looking forward, boondoggle. Boondoggly. So are you guys all jonesing, ready to go, or what? Chip?
I believe that that's what Mr. Becker said. So to quote Becker, I'm jonesing too. So
nice. You all prepared? You got your...
Man, I'm like unpacking boxes and putting, you know, stuff in boxes and taking it out of boxes and moving it to different size boxes. And yeah, I have a problem that way. So
yeah, you're overthinking this, dude.
I know, right? I mean, so I've got one more boat to figure out what to do with. That one's getting delivered tomorrow. And then we'll figure it out from there. But we're planning on it. The Yak Sushi crew is going to roll in here probably around 1900 on Thursday evening. We'll get set up for the show. We'll do the show and probably talk to some folks. I think Rob and a couple of folks are going to already be down there at that time. And then we're just going to crash because we're gonna launch about, 04 or 05 on Friday morning. So Google says it's a 10-hour ride and, you know, got to stop every few minutes or something like that. So figuring adding 2 hours on, we should be there by 5 o'clock. So
very cool. I'm planning on rolling out of Titusville right at around 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and that should, if my calculations are correct, put me down to Chokoloskee area sometime around 10:30 or 11. I know check-in isn't quite that early, but I have to give myself enough time because I'm taking Alligator Alley across to potentially stop and try and catch myself one of them weird freshwater fish everybody likes to chase. But I'm like you, man. I've gone over every stitch of my equipment about 4 or 5 times, and you know, I keep getting requests from my buddy Chris, who's going to join us, to maybe bring a couple extra items to help him out. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's something I've been looking forward to ever since you guys had, we have all discussed about going down to Chokoloskee. So definitely Chokoloskee, whatever. I'm definitely excited about it. So it should be good times, man. The fisher reports I've been getting from individuals who have been down there in the last couple of weeks hasn't been too bad, man. A lot of solid quality fish being caught. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully the weather gods will be nice to us and the fish gods will do the same, and maybe we'll find something. Mr. Becker, I know you like to keep it simple, but are you all packed up, ready to go, buddy, or are you just waiting for the last minute?
Oh, sorry, slipped out. No, but I have touches on my list. of things to do and to bring. So I am well down the road. I didn't figure on having this done before Wednesday. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm already there, man. I'm already there and fishing. I'm so far ahead of my schedule.
Nice. I like that mentality. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I am. I'm keeping it simple. I'm, you know, because I am the king of overpackers, and I am really trying to resist the urge to do that this time. Have a couple things to bring down to pass around and get some people's input on. Get a couple of radios and some other stuff to get folks to take a look at. That stuff I got to bring. A couple fishing rods, kayak would be good. Maybe a change of clothes, and aside from that, anything else will work itself out.
I like that. Maybe a change of clothes. That's pretty much me. I think I might wear the Blood and Guts Columbia shirt down there just so I don't look like a total mess when I get off the water each day. You know, I could just take a bath real quick right there in the water and be done with it. No, I'm still sticking with my theory, man. I'm bringing down a couple of different size fly rods and some spinning stuff, and then some heavier things for shark fishing. So. Looking forward to it. I've got a bunch of terminal tackle lined up. I've got a whole pile of the stuff for the raffle sitting at the house. It's about the only thing left at the house. So, and it keeps growing, man, little by little. So it should be fun. Should be a good time. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Low Country Boil on Sunday. Looking forward to the potluck on Saturday night. So for all of you that are listening to the show that don't know what in the world we're talking about, because apparently there's a few of you, as I spoke to you guys at the Old Ford Outdoor Festival, this weekend, 17th through the 20th, or 17th through the whatever, you want to stay as long as you want, we're having our boondoggle. Come down and be a boondoggy with us, apparently. That's who we are. We're boondoggies now. But come down and spend the weekend with us, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know where you're going to find accommodations, though. It seems to be pretty booked up solid down south. So you might be able to find something in Everglades City, but I know the actual Chokoloskee Island Park is booked solid. But come on out. I think Friday everyone's going to be kind of milling around, just showing up and stuff. Saturday night, or Saturday we're all going to fish. Saturday afternoon and evening, I'm sure there'll be some just good discussions being had and discussing things like, what are you going to do this afternoon? How are you going to approach these fish this afternoon or tonight? Hey, how are we going to shark fish? That kind of thing. I'm pretty much putting a tracking beaker on Haywood's boat, so I'm going to be pretty close to that guy, I think, the whole entire weekend, and of course I'm sure Mr. Becker won't be too far behind as well, and we should have a good time. Like I say, I'm just, you know what, man, I can use this break. It's going to be a lot of fun, and if it doesn't seem to be fun, we'll make it fun. Whatever. Yeah, so things of course, again, not to forget, bring down plenty of food and drinks with you. If you haven't signed up on yakangler.com to donate something to the potluck dinner, please do so, so we kind of have an idea of what's being donated. Not that we would mind having extras of anything, especially some of us bigger guys. And I didn't even call you out, Mr. Becker. Some of us bigger
right
guys.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Now. So, you know, please bring extra food. I like to eat. And,
yeah. Let me go over the procedure for the potluck. Is you bring your main dish that you're going to eat, right? And then you bring a side dish that you're going to share. That's kind of the rules of engagement for that one. And then for the boil on Sunday, we'll be putting together a Low Country Boil with, you know, shrimp and sausage and taters and corn and all that good stuff, you know. And hopefully we'll be trying to grab some pick up some crabs too on Saturday night. So, so throw them in the pot too. But so that's the game plan for the big meals. We have the pavilion reserved there at Chokoloskee Island Park on Saturday and Sunday evening. We do. Let's see. What was it? Oh yeah, D. Kelly, the coordinator and instructor for Casting for Recovery, and one of the primary responsibles for the Jamaica Bay tournament that's up in New York, is going to be joining us. In fact, she's down there right now for the paddle in with Captain Wright, and she was saying this morning that the she caught a few, but that the tarpon were laughing at her, so that they weren't taking the fly. But she needs a place to stay. So if anybody has a spare campsite or a spot to share with her, she's going to try and join us while we're down there also.
I think Yak Sushi said that they may have an extra spot in their efficiency.
Okay.
So you might, you know, she might want to get with him. I know Adam's shacking up with Yak Sushi too. So, but you know, I'm pretty sure that they said that they would be able to accommodate having her with them. I don't like whenever you laugh and I can't see the chat room.
Yeah. Let's see. Actually, Chris was the one that picked up on the picking up crabs thing. It's a shady little place downtown Chokoloskee that we go to.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I hit up my guy. I've got a buddy of mine who has an amazing seafood market in, or who works with an amazing seafood market in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
called Popularies.
Yeah.
And apparently blue crabs this time of year are actually kind of hard to come by.
Really?
Because the water's so cold.
Because the water is cold.
So we'll see. But I think that I'm still going to try. I don't know. I think Wheeler said that he had a line on him, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm sure it'll all work out.
And I'm hoping I saw some folks post some pictures of some little mangrove snapper. So that would be nice to have a few fish tacos. Yeah, some keepers for some fish tacos.
Yeah, man. I think, Greg, hang on a second. Greg.
Which one?
Do you have a, this is live feed from the storage unit now. Do you have a big pot? Do you have a big pot in that burner still?
Yeah.
Can I borrow it this weekend? Yeah. Sweet. There you go. Confirmation.
All right. I think we've got at least one other bringing one of those too.
There you go. So, but I don't know, man. If there's 50 or 60 of us down there, we may need to have two pots going.
Yes. So.
So, but no, it should be a lot of fun, man. I hope that's one of the things I'm hoping to get into is the mangrove snappers. I've definitely geared myself for that. I've got plenty of live bait hooks and fluorocarbon. And that's one of those fish that's probably one of my favorites on the to eat list. Sorry, Rob DeVore.
Yeah, and there's
I'm eating meat.
There's Rich Jones just showed up in the chat room. He's another one to keep your eye on while we're down in Chokoloskee. He's it's basically his backyard. He lives in Everglades City there, and does the spot on kayak fish in the Everglades. And he has been putting up some really nice pictures of big snook in the last few days. So it was a little windy down there today, but they still managed to get some up. So, and he will be as guest tomorrow night on the Double L Show.
Oh, very nice.
So it might be something to listen to.
I had a guest lined up, folks, for tonight, but between me moving and his schedule, it didn't quite work out, but I'm hoping that next week I will have a buddy of mine named Brian, who is the Southeast rep for Pure Fishing, on the show. And if you don't know who Pure Fishing is, they basically own the entire industry. So if it's a product that you like to use that's anything from Penn, Shakespeare, Berkeley, Fenwick, Abel Garcia. Yeah, that's all the same. So we'll have a good chat with him. I talked to him at the old Florida Outdoor Festival, and he donated a Penn Fierce 4000 combo. So that's a nice little combo for the raffle, and some other stuff. I got some Sabiles from him too. So yeah, he'll be a good guest, man. He's a good, great friend of mine, and an excellent steward of the sport, and is the proud owner of a Jackson Kayak Cuda. So another Cuda head to add to the armada. But yeah, there you go. So Becker, did you fish at all this past week, or was it too windy and too cold?
Yeah, this past weekend was too much. I had some stuff to do around here with being away next weekend, and you know, the 40 degrees and 40 knots combined to turn down my fishing thermometer to the point where I decided I would save it for next weekend.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I was not so fortunate. And I guess I just didn't even watch the weather, because I ended up down there in Apopka next to the lake in 40-degree weather in shorts and a short-sleeve shirt. And I was the only person at the entire event in shorts and a short-sleeve shirt. That should have been my clue. But what are you going to do? I dressed appropriately the next day. Bossa is sending down 6 of your UV bug repellent or bug insect bug buffs. We should have those for the raffle. That'll be awesome. Thank you very much to Buff Company for stepping up. The list of sponsors for the raffle should still be up on the Yak Angler Facebook page, as well as the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page. And I have not updated it. I've got a few more. There may be a paddle or two available in this raffle. I think Bonita Bob is bringing a paddle to donate, and 3 Deep South fishing rods. And I talked to Paul from Mosquito Creek Outdoors, and Paul has agreed to donate some stuff for the raffle as well. And I think one of the things might be a paddle, so that would be really cool. So, yeah, definitely, if you guys get a second, check out all those people who have agreed to take care of us for our boondoggle raffle, and show them just a little bit of love. Whether you just do something simple like their Facebook page, or just follow them on Twitter, or even, you know, maybe buy something from their business. It would be greatly appreciated. Captain Mike Ortego has been so kind as to donate tackle webs system for your kayak, a tackle web shirt, tackle webs hat. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, there you go. It should be, like I say, man, it should be a good time. I'm super excited about it. Mrs. Redfish Chuck is super excited about it as well. We were actually talking about it today, and she's just like, I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to get down there. It's going to be so much fun. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. As far as this week's concerned, if you guys were thinking about fishing on the Space Coast, I would probably check your wind direction and stay in bed, because it has been cold the last couple of days. So, you know, if you get out at all, get out and look for some big sea trout in shallow water again, redfish in shallow water again. And when I say shallow, it could be as shallow as 6 inches. This fish will get in real tight to the bank to try and stay warm. So, you know, take your time, and the water's crystal clear still. And try and do your best to sight fish one of those big old trout or big old redfish. That'd be awesome. If you're not going to go fishing this week, hopefully you're going to be getting ready to meet us down at the boondoggle. And, yeah. Just if you have any questions about any of the items maybe to bring down there or whatever, feel free to get a hold of any of us from Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm sure that's going to be the topic of conversation on all the shows this week, will be the boondoggle. So sounds like a plan. But that's about all I got, man. I know it's early. but I'm kind of like trying to move stuff still. Chip, you got anything?
Sorry, I was typing here. Just remember to, for folks that are interested in hearing a little more from one of the locals tomorrow night on the Double L Show, 8 o'clock, Rich Jones from Kayak Fish in the Everglades will be on board and be passing on some great knowledge. So look forward to hearing from him. Don't know what Wheeler's got set up for Wednesday night, but I'm sure he's got something good going. Thursday, it'll be me and the Yak Sushi Man having some fun around the microphones. And
that's
so,
what I forgot to talk about.
What?
I don't know if everybody had heard yet. If you haven't and you're going to the Boondoggle, this is a pretty cool little extra prize that has been thrown out there. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle. And half the proceeds are going to go to Heroes on the Water. So if that's not enough of a reason to buy a couple of raffle tickets to potentially be able to win some money yourself too, Chad Hoover has stepped up and has issued a challenge to try and sell more tickets. If you win the 50-50 raffle, not only will you win your 50%, but you'll also win a fishing trip with Chad to fish on his TV show. And that's pretty cool. And if you fish with Chad and you catch a bigger fish than Chad, you'll get to keep the kayak that you're fishing in. So nice little extra incentive there. So, guys, we'll dial out the details before the Boondoggle, but just make sure that when you're down there to check that out. I think we'll probably start that on Saturday, Chip, and then kind of take that into Sunday. I don't think that's something that we need to let people kind of marinate on the idea of getting involved in that. It's not going to be one that, you know, start.
That'd be kind of like the one of the grand prize things.
Yeah, we'll make sure we start that Saturday morning or something like that. Start selling the tickets at Saturday morning, and then maybe finish up with that Sunday or something like that. Give people an extra day to think about it. So it's a great cause, Heroes in the Water. I don't even need to tell you guys what all they do for people. You already know. It's a great organization. Everybody involved. I know Mr. Becker's been doing some stuff along with Haywood for Heroes in the Water. And most of the guys who are, I think, three out of the five hosts or six hosts on Kayak Fishing Radio are ex-Marines, correct?
Yes. Well, yeah. You're never an ex-Marine. You're just
right,
kind of...
my bad.
Yeah, I waited for that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to blow it. My bad.
You're in trouble now, man.
Yeah.
Dogpiling the redfish.
I got a shiv.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, no, so... there you go. You guys know
that
shit's
going to look funny sticking out. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
Family show. So, it should be a great time. And, looking forward to it, guys. And I can't wait to meet more of you and just be able to spend some time with my peoples. Let's try and convince Rob DeVore to eat some meat while we're down there, can we? It's just weird not to eat any meat. It's just something's not natural with you if you eat grass.
Either that or we'll knock his canine teeth out. If you don't use them.
There you go.
You're just going to eat grass and stuff like that. You only need molars.
And you should be down on all fours as opposed to being up on 2 feet. So maybe we'll break his legs or something like that. Well, that's kind of mean. Cool. Well, anyway, guys, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. I'm gonna call it a night early. But thanks for stopping by. And as always, check out the sponsors of the Boondoggle Raffle. Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. We've got five shows a week. My show, obviously, you're listening to now, Tuesday night, is the Lozier Clan. And then you have Mark Wheeler on Wednesdays. Chip is Thursdays, and then you've got the Spike and Ike show, the Wild West show. All as wait, have they changed time frames yet, or are they still 8 o'clock?
Another week, and then I think they're going to move to 8 Pacific time. So,
all right, there you go.
I think they're moving on the 24th. So,
there you go. So, as of right now, all the shows are 8 o'clock Eastern time. And check out Jackson Kayaks, Yeti Coolers, Bending Branches. That's all I got. Appreciate it, Chip. Thanks for helping me out tonight.
No worries, man.
And Mr. Becker, as always, sir, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for putting up with me.
No problem. All right, everybody, be safe. Travel safe down the boondoggle. We'll see you there. Take it easy. Good night.